My name is Barry Allen, and I am the fastest man alive. To the outside world, I'm an ordinary forensic scientist. But secretly, with the help of my friends at Star Labs, I fight crime and find other metahumans like me. I hunted down the man who killed my mother, but in doing so, I opened up our world to new threats. And I am the only one fast enough to stop them. I am The Flash.
What's up, yo? I'm finally caught up. All the new baby binge watching for The Flash. I'm finally caught up. I'm going to be talking about Tuesday night's episode. This week's episode. It feels so weird saying this week because normally I'm like 2 months behind. The episode was called When Harry Met Harry, the 11th of November. This week's episode, people. Isn't that cool? Anyways. All right. So let's talk about this episode. What y'all think about it? Feel free to leave a comment. I'm curious to find out if you guys and gals liked as much as I did or didn't. I really like the fact that they're incorporating Ralph into the team. I'm glad Barry was like, yo, give you a job. And the chemistry between them two is great. I'm enjoying it. I don't know about you guys and girls out there, but I'm liking it. All of Harry's characters that came and visited, I thought it was cute. But I don't know. Maybe it just dragged. I don't know. And normally I like Harry's stuff. I just wasn't feeling it all the time. I don't know what it was. The metahuman that could control stuff, like objects, like the knight and the caveman museum thing, whatever you want to call it. I thought that was cool. I like her. Very quiet. Very simple kind of metahuman. I don't know. Something was off with her. Like she knew she had the power but didn't kind of show it off. I don't know. Maybe that was just her. I don't know what it is. I couldn't figure it out. She just seemed too calm for me. But I don't know. But yeah, she was cool. I liked her. Plastic Man's, a.k.a. Ralph's outfit. What the hell is that? Really? It's like I saw a picture online when I was looking up a photo for one of the past recaps. And I saw it. I was like, what is this? Now I know. Funny outfit. But I hope they give him something fast. let's see what else. We find out that the bad guy's name is Clifford DeVoe. And him and his wife have been watching. We've seen in past episodes, he's been watching the team the entire time. The team finds out where DeVoe lives. They go there. He lives in a nice neighborhood. Welcome, Matt. Wife comes to the door. Totally. Ann Cleaver. Is that her name? Live to Beaver's mom? I can't remember, but still. And then DeVoe rolls up in a wheelchair. So it is – he's in a wheelchair, and then, of course, when he's the evil brainiac guy, he's floating around in his chair. I don't know. When I was watching Joe and Barry, I was like, dude, can you make it a little bit more awkward? Like, hello, guys. He's acting like you've never seen a guy in a wheelchair before. But I'm curious to see how this is like a secret lair in there. I'm curious to see how he changes. And I want to know about the story of this guy. I refuse to go online to see what the evil guy's motive is, but he's collecting metahumans to fight the Flash, take over the world. I don't know. So that's it. So I enjoyed the episode. I thought it was cool. It was good. Not as good as two episodes ago with Danny Trejo. That was just hilarious. That was funny. I like that. All right, people, I think that's it. I'm done. I'll be back next week with a new episode. Let me see what the new episode is called. The new episode is going to be called November 21st, Therefore I Am, Episode 7. Oh, and before I go any further, I wanted to shout out to the peeps that have been listening and stuff and everything else. I don't want to say the cities because I'll try. No, I'm looking at them. No. Shout out to the countries that have been listening. Japan has been listening. And y'all are the highest out there. What's up? United States, Russia, India, France, United Kingdom, Switzerland, Australia, Belgium, and Bermuda. Anybody else? I didn't call you out, but you know you've been listening. I'm sorry, but the analytics aren't showing anything in there. So tell more of your friends to listen. Yeah. Okay. So if you want to subscribe to the show, Talking the Flash is available on audioboom.com and iTunes. If you didn't get any of this, you can go to my blog, iwatchmike.com. On the top, you'll see a little tab that says podcast. Click there and you can, bam, you'll see everything there, actually. My Twitter's there, Mike the Movie Guy, Instagram, Mike the Movie Guy, my Facebook, Snapchat, everything is there as well on my blog. So I'm back. I'm good. Shout outs to my 9-day-year-old son, Jackson, who's allowing me to do these shows right now because he is just a sleep monster. And shout outs to my son, who's three, Maddox out there, who refuses to let me watch a lot of TV because he's like, let's go outside. Let's go over here. Let's go over here. So I'm trying to knock out as much stuff as I can before he comes home. So anyways, people, have a great Thanksgiving. I'm sure we'll talk before then, maybe. If not, hope you get a lot of turkey in you. And have a great weekend, and I will talk to you soon. Thanks for listening and sharing and liking, all that good stuff. I'll talk to y'all. Peace.
My name is Barry Allen, and I am the fastest man alive. To the outside world, I'm an ordinary forensic scientist. But secretly, with the help of my friends at Star Labs, I fight crime and find other metahumans like me. I hunted down the man who killed my mother, but in doing so, I opened up our world to new threats. And I am the only one fast enough to stop them. I am the Flash.